MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Christopher Dobbs, CEO of iStore South Africa. Christopher, appreciate the early morning time. Trading in old tech. I'm going to go through this process. I've got I was going to say it's an old iPhone 14. I suppose it is old. It's 2 years, but it works perfectly well. I want to buy the new 16. I can essentially trade it in and get a discount on that new phone.
Morning, Simon. Thanks for having me. Yes, absolutely. That's something we've been doing for a number of years now, is trying to make it a little bit more affordable for all our customers to get into a new phone. So you can absolutely trade in your iPhone 14, and we'll give you a really good price. In fact, I think we're offering the best price in the world at the moment in terms of trade-ins, even better than what Apple's offering overseas. So yeah, it's definitely an option.
And then what my old 14, that essentially would get refurbished. Yes. And then sold as pre-owned. And I think the refurbished is the important part. I mean, I've bought a pre-owned before, and it comes in the fancy box and everything.
Yeah, so we'd take your phone, we'd obviously do the assessment in one of our stores, and then we'd send it to our facility where we actually then do further checks on the device. Mm-hmm. If the screen's cracked or there's some sort of problem on it, we'll replace the parts, we'll clean it up, we'll rebox it, we'll put charging cable in and what have you. And then what we've done, just to give a customer peace of mind, we've added a 2-year warranty. So if you buy a brand new iPhone, it's a 12-month warranty, but we're saying on our pre-owned devices, we'll give you a 2-year warranty. That kind of takes out any questions about, you know, is there going to be something wrong with it? Will it break down after 6 months, etc.?
And one of the key things here is that it comes to me cheaper, but also you, if I recall correctly, they will be graded. So there are different gradings, which and none of them are going to be this thing is broken. They're all going to be working, viable, graded, and cheaper. I was just chatting with Debtbusters. It's tough out there for the consumer. This kind of gives us an entry point into top end tech.
Absolutely. Look, it's very tough out there. So on both sides of the equation, firstly on the trade, and it's helping the consumers that are feeling the financial pinch. And then also when they're buying a phone, maybe they can't afford the latest iPhone 16, but they can afford your traded-in iPhone 14. And it's certainly making a difference. What it's also doing for us, though, it's expanding our customer base. Mm. So you might be a young student that can afford an iPhone 8, a secondhand iPhone 8, which is a number of years old, but you aspire to own the Apple brand, and one day you'll be our iPhone 16 customer when they've finished their studies and got into a career.
It goes back as far as 8. I wouldn't have thought that. Because I'm thinking software, and of course the new one's got Apple Intelligence that's unique to the 16. My 14 won't run that. But you can sell as far back as an iPhone 8.
Absolutely. I mean, we get customers trading in some 6s and 7s. So we've been selling 7s of late. That'll come to an end shortly. But similar ones. And as you rightly said, there's all sorts of different grades. Well, there's three main grades of the pre-owned devices, so customers can know, well, I'm buying this iPhone 8, it's in a good, better, or best condition, and you'll pay the price according to the condition and the phone you buy.
We've been talking here around, this gives me, as someone who's upgrading, a discount to my new phone. Someone who can't afford the 16 can come in at a low price point. But it's also about sustainability, because, I mean, I'm thinking back 20 years ago. I don't know what I did with my old phones. They were pre-iPhones, of course. They only came out in 07. I probably put them in a drawer somewhere. This ready, because I'm imagining some of those you're just going to take and essentially recycle.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Simon, I think everyone's got that drawer at home full of old cables and tech and what have you. So yes, it's doing a great job for recycling and being a little bit greener. So we encourage people to bring that draw to our stores. We not only trade in iPhones and Macs and iPads and what have you, but we also trade in Android devices and PCs and whatever. So customers come into our stores with literally a bundle of up to five devices and trade it in, and sometimes walk out with a new product without paying anything or very little.
How big is the pre-owned market?
Well, I'll speak for our pre-owned market.
Sure.
It's something that we started many years ago, and we mainly did it to help out our corporates that had sort of large fleets of Macs in their business, and they wanted to upgrade, and so we took them back, and that's kind of how it started many years ago. And we soon realized the value in these devices, and with a lot of Apple products, they tend to last for a very long time. So we literally started a small little pre-owned store in our basement on One Santon Drive, and it was hugely popular. And so we've progressed from that little basement to we opened our first pre-owned store in Rosebank Mall, and now we've got one in just outside the waterfront, and we're about to open later this month in Canal Walk. But what's really been successful is our online business. So most of our customers buy their devices online, and yeah, the demand's just surged lately.
And you make a point. I mean, I've been talking iPhones, but actually this is broader. I mean, it wouldn't be an AirTag, of course, but it is Macs. It might even, I mean, Mac Minis, et cetera, et cetera. Probably the Apple Watches as well. I mean, a lot of that tech is tradable and refurbishable.
Absolutely, we do all the mainline Apple products, and then obviously, you know, having the footprint of the stores that we have, there's lots of products that are coming back that have come off demo and maybe shop soiled and what have you, and all that gets kind of cleaned up and sold in our pre-owned stores.
We'll leave it there. That's Christopher Dobbs, CEO of iStore South Africa. Appreciate the early morning time. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Have you bought secondhand tech? Have your vote, have your say. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.